Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From Brooklyn, the Barclays Center, that's where UConn dominated over the weekend. Zach Braziller of the New York Post covering that pod of the NCAA tournament, and he joins us now here on After Hours. So Dan Hurley speaks about the Big East after the UConn win. There were only 3 teams that made it, but they are perfect so far. Zach, what's your reaction to that?
It was a really good 4 days for the league when you consider what happened, you know, last Sunday. To only get 3 teams in, you know, a lot of coaches felt it was disrespectful. The league was obviously very upset about it. But look, the 3 teams they got in are all into the Sweet 16. I think there's a good chance all 3 get to Elite Eight. Creighton obviously has the toughest game with Tennessee. I expect Marquette to get past NC State. Expect UConn to get past San Diego State. And look, who knows? Maybe you get multiple Big East teams in the Final Four, which hasn't happened in a long time. So look, it was a really good 4 days for the league. And to only get 3 in was obviously very disappointing, but to get the results they got was obviously a huge positive.
What stands out about UConn's performance as they try to become the first repeat champion in, what is it, nearly 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, they've been utterly dominant. I mean, they've been really dominant all year. They've lost 1 game at full strength at Creighton, so which is a very good team. And you know, they obviously didn't really get much of a challenge. I wasn't really surprised at not see Northwestern giving them a game when you can take into account some of Northwestern's injuries, obviously not at full strength. When this bracket came out, I thought their Sweet 16 game would be a very tough game. I expected Auburn to get through. No Auburn, obviously, is a little bit of a break, although San Diego State's clearly capable. Rematch of the national championship game. But right now, I felt this for a while. I thought UConn was better than it was last year. And right now, it looks like they are a machine.
It definitely does feel like they have learned and have really used the experience of last year to get even stronger. How dominant is Donovan Clingan?
That's really, to me, been the biggest thing, you know, to start this tournament. You know, he had a decent year. He obviously had some injury issues. But right now, he is just playing so well. And it makes him such a good defensive team when he's playing like this, because he is such an elite rim protector. He impacts, you know, defense so much. And the way he's playing on offense right now, they almost look unbeatable. I think San Diego State will pose a challenge. And then whether it's Illinois or Iowa State, that's going to be a tough game in the Elite Eight. But right now, it's hard to see them losing.
Zach Braziller is fresh off the games at Barclays as we're down from 64 to 16 after 4 crazy days. And that includes games in Brooklyn featuring the defending champions. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. How happy is Dan Hurley about his team's performance to this point?
Yeah, look, he was very pleased. That first half was complete domination against Northwestern. I did think it would be a little more competitive. 22-point game at the half, and even a perfectionist like him, there's really not a lot for him to complain about right now. 2 blowout wins to start the tournament, that's kind of what how you draw it up.
The only thing that stands out to me is how poor, and it's not just UConn, but how poor the Huskies shot from beyond the three-point arc.
Yeah, look, bad shooting games happen, and that is just kind of speaks to their dominance because, you know, a game when you shoot as poorly as they did from three and to not even get tested or even pushed at all is really impressive. I don't expect them to shoot like that again from three. And, you know, usually you have a shooting game like that, you would think you're going to have to struggle to advance, but
right.
They clearly didn't.
Three of 22 from beyond the arc, but clinging with 14 points, 14 rebounds, and eight block shots. What's the crowd like there at Barclays? How pro UConn?
They had a good crowd, but Northwestern, you know, had a good crowd. JMU had a good crowd. It wasn't like the Garden where, you know, it was basically felt like a UConn home game. Obviously, you heard the UConn people because the game was so lopsided. But I expect this coming week in Boston to be different. That's going to be those are going to be home games. They're going to have a huge crowds. Obviously, so close to stores. It's you know when you knew where these regions were and you had a feeling they were going to be the one seed. It really felt like that's going to be a huge advantage, and I expect it to be especially. Facing a West Coast team in San Diego State in Boston. And then the other two, you know, obviously aren't really locals with Iowa State and Illinois. So it's going to sound like Stores, I think.
Stores are Hartford, right? Zach Braziller of the New York Post is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So which team looked more dominant? Was it UConn or was it Duke?
You know, it's a good question. I Duke was really impressive. They weren't great against Vermont, you know. Vermont didn't shoot great in that game, but it was a game for about 25, 30 minutes. And I really thought JMU had a shot, especially with how well they played against Wisconsin. But right from the jump, Jared McCain hit one three after another. JMU just didn't bring its game. You know, sometimes with these underdogs, they pull off the one upset and they don't really have much left. And that was pretty clear today. But look, this is a Duke team that's really played well, you know, the second half of the year. Kane and Jeremy Roach and Tyrese Proctor are playing so well. Filipowski is obviously a really good big guy. You know, Duke-Houston's going to be a really interesting game. I think Duke could obviously test them with their rim protection, with their shot making. You know, it's one of obviously a lot of really interesting Sweet 16 games.
So the Duke Blue Devils, they rely on young players like a lot of teams do, blue blood teams do these days in college basketball. John Shire's using a bunch of freshmen. Why does it work for him where maybe it hasn't worked for other schools? I think Kentucky comes to mind for a lot of people.
Yeah, they're not nearly as reliant on freshmen as Kentucky. You look at their team, Roach is a senior, Filipowski's a sophomore, Mark Mitchell's a sophomore, Proctor's a sophomore. You know, McCain obviously is a big part of their team, but they're very different from Kentucky in terms of they have a lot of guys who've been through this before. You know, that was a kind of a big talking point over the weekend with Duke is that these guys experienced losing last year to Tennessee in the second round, and it's really kind of motivated them. And, you know, they just seemed so much better prepared for this moment. You know, even Vermont the other night, you know, it was close early in the second half, and Duke really responded. And today they were just ready from the jump. It's such a big thing. You know, you're seeing some really good freshmen, whether it's, you know, McCain with Duke, Stephon Castle, UConn, but they're kind of insulated with older guys who've been through it. And that, to me, is such a key compared to a Kentucky where they have so many freshmen. I know they do have a few older guys mixed in, but Kentucky had so many freshmen, and they just did not handle the pressure well when you compare it to what some of these other teams have done.
So, Zach, the big game probably blasted a lot of brackets. It was the James Madison win over Wisconsin, so one of those classic 12-5s. How much fun was that earlier in the weekend?
Yeah, look, James Madison really had a strong presence there this weekend. Their crowd obviously didn't get a chance to get into it today, but they really brought a lot of fans. You know, you heard the JMU chants walking out of the Barclays the other night onto Flatbush Avenue. They really, you know, their fans really showed out. It's just too bad for them that they really didn't have a chance to get into the game today. But I do think that could have been a factor. You know, Duke didn't have a ton, you know, of support at Barclays. But obviously, when it's a 22-point game at halftime and it's so one-sided, that kind of changes things.
Classic kind of March Madness Cinderella. I love those moments when you get to see them play out.
Yeah, look, I thought the atmosphere at Barclays was really good. The James Madison Wisconsin game, it was loud and it was exciting. And you know, early on today, you felt it as well with James Madison and Duke. Duke just took the crowd out of the game. But look, James Madison is a great story. You know, I believe it was like 4 years ago, they only won two league games. This is their first main draw win in the NCAA tournament since 1983. Program has come a long way. Look, just even though they got blasted today, just a great experience for them to win a tournament game, and now you see how they build off it.
How do you like Barclays for the college setting? So not just hosting conference tournaments, but also hosting NCAA games.
Look, it's not the Garden. Nothing is. But, hey, the atmosphere was really good. I was impressed. It's just a shame that the two games today were so lopsided. But Friday was really fun. You know, the Florida Atlantic Northwestern game going to overtime. You know, Vermont pushing Duke there for about 25 minutes. And then, obviously, Northwestern JMU. Wisconsin JMU was fun as well. It's a shame today that the crowds really couldn't get into it with just such blowout.
Yeah, kind of interesting, too, that all four of the one seeds advance, which we haven't seen in a few years.
Yeah, look, first time since 2019 that all four ones and all four number twos advance. It is a little disappointing. Obviously, we all love Cinderellas, but I do think the one bonus is really, really, really good matchups. You know, the one thing when you get the Cinderellas, sometimes it leads to blowouts later on. There are so many really good games. You know, Iowa State, Illinois, Gonzaga, Purdue, Tennessee, Creighton. I go on and on. I mean, there are a ton of games that, you know, we could have a lot. We could have an epic Sweet 16, Elite Eight. And I think that's really what you want. As much as people love Cinderellas, this could lead to just some absolute classic games.
It definitely could, although I think there are people just in general who see what UConn has done and how this year they're the Big East regular season champions, Big East tournament champions. They won 31 games again. Of course, it's March, so anything can happen, but it's hard to imagine a team being able to go toe-to-toe with them considering their run now in the tournament.
They've been utterly dominant the last 2 years, there's no doubt, but there are a lot of really good teams out there. I think the Illinois-Iowa State winner can absolutely beat UConn, could really, really give them a game. You know, Houston is obviously terrific. North Carolina is playing great. You know, Purdue, we can't forget about them. They look awesome today.
Yes.
You know, I look, UConn's my pick. I'm sticking with it. I think they're terrific, and they've been utterly dominant, but I don't expect them to just walk here through to the Final Four of a national championship. They're going to get some tough games here the rest of the way.
And they should, of course. And Dan Hurley's got them battle-tested. Feels like they've played through what is one of the better leagues in the NCAA. And now, of course, they've got their three perfect teams to back up that point. All right, you can find Zach on Twitter at @NewYorkPost_Brazil. So Brazille. And it's Zach Braziller joining us for the first time here on After Hours after a weekend in basketball. Barclays, Zach, thanks so much. It's great to catch up with you.
All right, Amy, my pleasure. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.